International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 2. We need to see grace in Acts. Capital A. With great power the apostles gave testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Number 1. We appreciate the phrase "great grace was upon them all." Number 2. This happened at the time of Pentecost. Thousands of people were being brought to the Lord. Number 3. This was a situation in which people could realize that great grace was upon the believers. Number 4. This grace was nothing less than the living Jesus moving, convincing, subduing, releasing, uplifting, and transcending. Number 5. He, Barnabas, arrived and saw the grace of God. Number 6. When he saw the grace, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart. Number 7. The grace that was seen by Barnabas must have been the triune God received and enjoyed by the believers and expressed in their salvation, change in life, holy living, and the gifts they exercised in their meetings, all of which could be seen by others. Capital B. Paul and Barnabas spoke to them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. Number 1. To continue in the grace implies that we have already received this grace. Number 2. Having received the grace of God, we now need to continue in it. Small a. Actually, the believers received the holy and faithful things in verse 34. Small b. Then these holy and faithful things became the grace of God in verse 43. Small c. Hence, the grace of God is compounded of all the holy and faithful things. This is the end of today's outline.